Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
Where are all the kids, Rob? Where have you hidden them all today? They're all home today and yesterday. So MCCSC, as everyone knows, is closed on Election Day. So Rob joins us to get us caught up on what's happening in the world of adult education and tell us what you've seen this spring, what's been going on.
Well, we've had a great year so far, guys. We were very fortunate in our school system to have a program of adult education to really make learning available for everybody in our community, not just the kids and the pre-kindergarten, but all the way up into adulthood. We have programs of instruction for folks in our school system.
Rob, who are your students?
Well, that's a great question. I get asked that all the time. And adult education in Indiana is open to students who are 16 years old and older who are not attending high school. So you might ask, well, gosh, 16, 17 years old, that's hardly an adult, is it? Well, we can dip down to that age, particularly because at that age, that's the age that students can actually withdraw from high school.
They can legally do it then,
principal.
Right.
They can legally do it. Now, certainly not something we encourage. We certainly would like the teenagers to stay in school to graduation, but there are some circumstances in which at that age, even that young, they need to withdraw. And so we're able to pick them up right away and continue their education. And so that's the youngest age we can take them. And at oldest age, well, there really is no cap. As a matter of fact, we have students all the way up and into the 60-year-old older range. We have 10 students 60 years old and older who are coming to us for adult education.
Now,
so that's the age range.
One of the things you do is what we used to know as the GED.
Yes.
How do people determine getting – these are the people who never finished high school and want to go back and get that degree.
Yes, that's one of the programs of instruction we offer as preparation for the high school equivalency. Just kind of a side note, GED is a brand name of a high school, one of several high school equivalency tests that are out there in the market. Indiana, a couple years ago, went with another company. So we just call it kind of generically the Indiana High School Equivalency Diploma. And it is for students who have not finished high school, who need that credential as a starting point to education and training for a career that they want to get into.
Well, it makes a heck of a difference in what they can earn, because without the high school diploma, a lot of jobs aren't even available to you.
Oh, absolutely. You're pretty much relegated to some very unskilled jobs, very low pay, and the pay differential between students who do not have a high school credential and those who do is about, on average, of about $2,000 a year. So it's pretty significant.
Now, I know also that you have English as a second language people, and you also have people studying for, like, getting ready for the military. Explain that.
Yes, a couple of the programs we have that are very popular is our English second language classes. And, you know, Bloomington has a very large international population drawn for several reasons. So we're able to work with some students whose English is first language is not English in the areas of reading, speaking, writing, and listening. So we're very fortunate to have them. Some of them are actually very highly educated in their own countries, and some of them have a lack of education in their countries. So we're able to work with them so they can assimilate into our community and become functioning, participating members, and also help their own kids in school.
Now, what about that military thing?
Yeah, we do in our adult education classes, not just the high school equivalency in English second language, but we also do programs of instruction for folks who want to get into various types of career training. The military is one that's really good for us. We work most closely with the Indiana National Guard and the United States Army in particular, although we're open to all the branches. We're helping to get high school degrees if they need them, also to prepare for the ASVAB test, that Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery that all the recruits have to take to determine what jobs that they get. Higher score you get on the ASVAB, the more choice of jobs you have. So we want to work with them to get really high scores on that.
We're talking with Rob Moore, who is the Director of Adult Education for the MCCSC. And Rob, the big question for people listening that are thinking about maybe coming back to get a high school or second language and those kinds of things is, how much does all this cost?
Well, our program of instruction is free. There is no charge for the classes. The only fee that we have is $70 for the high school equivalency test. That's just to take care of the scoring fees that we incur. And we have some several partnerships that help students with that. Sometimes some social service agencies will cover that. Also, great partnership with Work One. So if there are any Work One clients out there qualify by income, a lot of times Work One has covered that fee.
And give me something about your demographics. Who are your students?
Sure. As I say, the age range tends to be ages as young as age 16, and we do have some that are 60 years old and older. I would say that most of our students, the largest age range is at 25 to 44 range. Out of the 460 students we had this year, 232 were between the ages of 25 and 44, so just kind of on the cusp of getting into the workforce and making some progression in their careers.
And what are your hours? When do you do this? Nighttime, daytime?
We do it actually. First classes start at 8:30 in the morning, and classes get out at 8 o'clock in the evening. Now, a person doesn't have to stay all 12 hours. We actually have three-hour segments, 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon, 3 hours in the evening that students can choose from. And also, we're actually also in different locations around the county. We here at Broadview Learning Center, most of our classes. We're also at Crestmont Community Center for the Bloomington Housing Authority. We're at Quirk One. We had a class out in Ellsville earlier this year. And actually, the newest class we started was actually in the Monroe County Jail. We started that back in February.
Now, how does someone find out more information? Where do they go? How can they get the information they need?
Sure. Our website on the Monroe County Schools, they can go there, and under schools, they can select adult education if they want to read that. Also, if they want to call us, I'll give you our phone number. It's 812-330-7731.
Now, I have been to your graduation ceremony, and I think that when moms and dads see their high school kids graduating, it's pretty neat. But you ought to see the families of some of these people in their 40s that have just finished
adults.
Second language things or get their high school equivalency. They're pretty proud.
Oh, it's a very, very proud moment for the students and for our staff, obviously, and then certainly for the families, because for some of them, they may not have gotten awards in school before. They may be the first to actually get a high school credential,
right.
The first to actually to go on to college. So we celebrate all that in our awards program.
And by the way, that's coming up. Yeah, I was going to say, tomorrow night, where?
That's going to be at South High School at 6 o'clock in the evening at Carmichael Hall.
Cool. Well, Rob, we can't thank you enough for coming in talking to us
busy,
today.
Busy, busy, busy.
We are busy. We like the business. That's for sure.
Very good, Rob. We appreciate your time this morning. And again, if people would like more information, where is the easiest way to find all of that?
Probably just to go and give us a call at 812-330-7731.
All right, Rob. Great job as always. Enjoy your graduation coming up. We know that's coming up a little
tomorrow
bit.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's just right around the corner. You got to get those caps and gowns sized up quickly.
I got to get them all ready, and thanks for the great job you guys do.
All right, Rob, we appreciate your time as always. Rob Moore, he is the Director of Adult Education for the MCCSE.